Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boonmagura. Thank you, member supporters. On today's Singing and Other Sins program, we travel back in time to enjoy two tenors from another era from the United Kingdom, Irish tenor John McCormack and English tenor Sir Peter Pears. We begin the hour with John Francis Count McCormack, whose dates were 1864 to 1945. McCormack was often thought of as the people's tenor due to his celebrated performances of popular song in addition to his opera and work in art song literature. He was highly regarded at Covent Garden, and there is even a bust of him at Lincoln Center at the Met. McCormack was one of the first singers to make hundreds of recordings on the early phonographs, and he was commercially successful early on in his career. He is considered the most popular tenor of his generation after his friend and contemporary, Enrique Caruso. And his natural charisma on stage, an extraordinary breath control, and unique timbre resulted in McCormack being the most successful recitalist of his time. We begin with When Irish Eyes Are Smiling by Ernest Ball, a romanticized popular song about Ireland, often included in McCormack's recitals. That will be followed with an English translation of a Rachmaninoff song, When Night Descends, with famed violinist Fritz Kreisler and pianist Edwin Schneider. Between 1914 and 1922, McCormack recorded almost two dozen songs with violin accompaniment provided by Fritz Kreisler, with whom he also toured. Edwin Schneider was McCormack's primary accompanist, and the two were inseparable. When Schneider retired, Gerald Moore took over as accompanist from 1939 to 1943. Both of these songs demonstrate McCormack's natural gifts as an interpretive singer, so let's enjoy.
There's a tear in your eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. With such power in your smile, sure as stone you'd beguile, so there's never a teardrop should fall. When your sweet lilting laughter is like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be, you should laugh all the while, and all other times smile, and now smile a smile for me. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away. For your smile is a part of the love in your heart, and it makes even sunshine more bright. Like the linnet's sweet song, crooning all the day long, comes your laughter so tender and light. For the springtime of life is the sweetest of all, there is ne'er a real care or regret. And when springtime is ours, throughout all of youth's hours, let us smile each chance we get. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away.
We continue our review of McCormack with the musical Sen, two of the most famous acts of his career, with his performance of César Franck's Panis Angelicus and Mozart's Il mio tesoro from Don Giovanni, where he once again displays incredible breath control and vocal technique. Just listen and marvel at how easy he makes these two incredibly difficult songs sound.
Terminum, o res mirabilis, ma
poi torni. A vendicare io vado, a vendicare io vado, che soldi, stragi e morti non si voglio tornar, sì, non si voglio tornar, sì, non si voglio tornar.
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and we're exploring some classic recordings from Irish tenor John McCormack. Our next song is probably his most famous. In fact, the name of the song is also the title of McCormack's biography, written by his wife of many years, Lily McCormack. I Hear You Calling Me. McCormack was one of the first artists to record this popular ballad, written in 1908 by Harold Hartford and Charles Marshall. He recorded it twice, and it became his best seller. Let's enjoy this song twice, first by the artist himself, McCormack, who helped to make this song quite famous during its time, and then again by living tenor John Ayler, whose own career was greatly influenced by that of McCormack. Ayler is accompanied by pianist Grant Gershon.
Hi.
And oh, the ringing gladness of your voice, the words that made my longing heart rejoice. You spoke, do you remember? Hold my heart, still hears the distant music of your voice. I hear you. Ring me. Stretched their weary length between, and on your grave the mossy grass is green. I stand, do you remember, listening here, your voice through all of our years between. I hear you. Have stretched their weary length between, and on your grave the mossy grass is green. I stand, do you behold me listening here, hearing your voice through all the years? Thank you.
I hope you've been enjoying today's episode of Singing and Other Sins. Later in his career, McCormack moved to the United States, where he continued to give sold-out recitals in New York and Boston, of not just song repertoire, but of popular songs as well. So he built up a reputation not unlike that of Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra here in the United States. However, during this period in America, he was naturalized as a citizen and consequently became persona non grata in his native homeland. Ultimately, he did return to Ireland before his death to live out the rest of his life. He once said, "I build my program in a set way. The formula is this. First, I give my audiences the songs I love. Second, I give them the songs they ought to like. Third, I give them folk songs of my native land. Fourth, I give my audiences songs they want to hear, songs that they have every right to hear. If I were to speak to them, I would say something like this. I thank you with all my heart for being here, and I'll do my best to make you glad you've come." We end the McCormick segment with one of Schubert's most famous lieder, "Du bist die Ruhe," "You are peace," set to the words of Rückert's poetry.
Sei die Fährt von dort.
We move now to our next tenor of the hour, Sir Peter Pears, whose dates are 1910 to 1986. Pears is, of course, known by many as being both the life partner and professional collaborative partner of composer Benjamin Britten. The two gave many celebrated recitals together of German Lieder, French Melodie, and of course of Britten's own music, as well as other well-known gems from the English song anthology. Throughout his early training and study, Pears struggled to establish a firm technique, which resulted in a lot of well-documented self-doubt about his singing. That plagued him off and on throughout his career. He has a very distinctive voice quality. Let's begin our survey of Pears by listening to that same song that we ended the McCormick segment with, Schubert's Du bist die Ruhe, with Benjamin Britten at the piano. I'll follow that with another technically difficult Schubert lied, Nacht und Träume, a beautiful hymn to the night and the peace it brings. Finally, an excerpt from Schumann's Dichterliebe, probably the best-known song from the cycle, Ich grolle nicht, again with Britten accompanying. All of these songs are technically challenging, so I think they are a good reflection of how sound the tenor's technique actually was when he was at his best.
Von deinem Glanz. fearless glance, oh fearless
Wochen wacht, es wird kein Stoll in deines Herzens Nacht, das weiß ich längst. Ich grolle nicht, und wenn das Herz auch bricht, ich sah dich ja im Traume und sah die Nacht in deines Herzens Träume und sah die Schlange in ihrem Herzen frisst. Ich sah mein Lieb, wie sehr du elend bist. Ich grolle nicht, ich grolle nicht.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and our next song comes from the French song tradition, Faure's masterpiece set to text by Paul Verlaine, La Bonne Chanson. I've excerpted peers in Britain performing La Lune Blanche luit dans les bois, The White Moon Shines in the Woods. With Britain, Piers was co-founder of the Aldeburgh Festival in 1947 and the Britain Piers School of Music in 1972. After Britain died in 1976, Piers remained an active participant in the festival and the school, where he was director of singing. Piers is unquestionably one of the best interpreters of Britain's music, as evidenced by his celebrated recordings of Peter Grimes and Albert Herring, Britain's operas. His ability to distill Britain's music is similar in the way that French baritone Pierre Bernac was able to truly reflect the words and music of Francis Poulenc's vocal works. In 1940, Britain composed a song cycle for Piers, the Seven Sonnets of Michelangelo, and he described the cycle as a declaration of love for Peter, while pianist Graham Johnson described the work as a garland of songs to celebrate a marriage of minds and hearts. At any rate, these songs were cherished by Piers. Although each of the songs are uniquely beautiful in their own right, I thought I would share my favorite with you today. Veggio cobei vostri occhi. occhi un dolce lume. With your lovely eyes, I see a sweet light, as sung by Peter Pears with Britten at the piano. I'll follow that classic recording up with a contemporary recording of the same song by a young tenor, Paul Appleby, a recent winner of the Metropolitan Opera's National Council auditions and a graduate of the Metropolitan Opera's Lindemann Young Artist Development Program. Appleby is accompanied here by pianist Brian Zeger.
Oh. gusto ingenuo e c'è sempre sommesso.
We end our hour with two of Britain's traditional folk songs. First, The Foggy Foggy Dew with Piers in Britain. And finally, The Lincolnshire Poacher, a traditional English folk song associated with the county of Lincolnshire. And the subject matter deals with poaching. In 1961, Benjamin Britten arranged the song as number 3 in his volume 5 of British folk songs.
As a bachelor, I lived all alone and worked at the weaver's trade. And the only thing that I ever did wrong was to woo a fair young maid. I wooed her in the winter time and in the summer too. I did that was wrong was to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. One night she came to my bedside when I lay fast asleep. She laid her head upon my bed and she began to she sighed, she cried, she damn near died. She said, what shall I do? So I hauled her into bed and I covered up her head just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. Oh, I am a bachelor, I live with my son, and we work at the weaver's trade. And every single time that I look into his eyes, he reminds me of the fair young maid. He reminds me of the winter time and of the summer too. And And of the many, many times that I held her in my arms, just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew.
When I was barred apprentice in famous Lincolnshire, full well I served my master for more than 7 years, till I took up a poaching, as you shall quickly hear. Oh, tis my delight on a shining night in the season of the year. As me and my companions were setting of a snare, 'twas then I spied a gamekeeper, for him I could not care. For we can wrestle and fight, me boys, and climb all anywhere. Oh, tis my delight on a shining night in the season of the year. As me and my companions were setting 4 or 5, and taking on them up again, we caught a hare alive. We caught a hare alive, me boys, and through the woods did steer. Oh, tis my delight on a shining night in the season of the year. I threw him on my shoulder, and then we trudged home. I took him to a neighbor's house and sold him for a crown. I sold him for a crown, my boys, but I did not tell you where. Oh, tis my delight on a shining night in the season of the year. Success to every gentleman that lives in Lincolnshire. Success to every poacher who wished to sell his hair. Bad luck to every gamekeeper who will not sell his deer. Oh, tis my delight on a shining night in the season of the year. Oh, tis my delight on a shining night in the season of the
I'd like to thank you for listening to today's program featuring two of the UK's most popular tenors of the past, John McCormack and Peter Pears. I invite you to tune in again next week for another episode of Singing and Other Sins. Until then, I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura. Aloha!